Middle East 就是那个地方的时候，他们中午休息的是一个很普通的事。
And don't forget that Abraham was nearly 100 years old.
而且我们不要忘记，当时候亚伯拉罕就大概已经差不多100岁了。
Resting enabled Abraham to see in the far distance that people were coming towards his tent.
这样子，他在休息的时候，中午休息的时候，他就可以看到有三个人来探望他。
He could see clearly the two angels and the Lord who were heading towards his tent.
他很清楚看到有两位天使跟主一直的向他的这个帐篷这个方向来走。
Abraham and Sarah did not rest in God's plan for their child.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们没有在神的计划里面休息，为了他有那个小孩。
Instead, they depended on Hagar to help fulfill God's promise.
可是他们就是靠着这个夏甲来帮他生这个小孩。
And this was wrong.
这是不对的。
They did not need anyone's help because God can do everything.
其实他们不需要这个夏甲的那个帮助，因为神没有难成的事。
We also need to rest in Him alone.
我们需要在神里面休息。
Resting does not mean sleeping the whole day.
这个休息不是意思说我们整天在睡觉。
Or being lazy.
或者很懒惰。
It's a spiritual rest that I mean.
这意思是这个休息就是我们心灵上的一个休息。
Read a Bible verse and meditate on that word again and again.
给我们的心灵有休息的意思，好像是说我们要念一句的圣经，然后我们要默想这样子，然后再念一个圣经，然后再默想这样子，就对我们心灵就有这个休息。
Do something spiritual to get your focus on God.
做一些属灵的事，让我们可以注意到神的工作。
Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is take a short nap.
有时候我们真的可以睡一个短的觉，也是一个很属灵的事啊。
The believer's body is God's temple, and we must be cared for it.
因为我们的身体其实是神的这个殿，所以我们要需要真的来照顾我们的身体。
Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
在哥林多那边说到，就我们的身体是神的圣殿。
Who is in you, whom you have received from God?
是我们在从神里面收到的。
You are not on your own, 1 Corinthians 6:19.
所以呢
，God has given us His power, the Spirit, to help us.And do what we cannot do.
所以我们的身体其实不是我们的，是神给我们，他的圣灵会帮助我们，可以做很多的事。
Jesus always rested in his Father's arm, and the Spirit power do miracles in his earthly ministry.
我们看到耶稣常常是在神里面休息的，所以他可以有那么大的能力做很多的不同的这些神事，在当他服侍神的时候。
Point number two，
第二点呢
？Listening is needed。
我们需要聆听。
The Abraham stood nearby the visitors were eating。
他亚伯拉罕当他那些来探他的人在吃的时候，他站在旁边在听。
He was not only ready to serve them, but also listening to whatever they wanted.
不单只亚伯拉罕去服侍他们，而且他是愿意在聆听。
But the Lord gave Abraham something better than food.
然后不过呢，神给亚伯拉罕一个很大的礼物，比这个食物更大。
He announced that the promised son will be born within a year.
他说到在一年之内，这下明年这个时候，他会有一个儿子出生。
Where is Sarah, your wife?
他问你的太太，萨尔在哪里呢？
The question is there anything too hard for the Lord?
这个问题是说，有在神里面真的有难成的事吗？
This has been answered by the Old Testament prophet Job in Job 42:2. I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you.
在这个旧约这个里面也只做到一个说到在我知道在神里面没有难成的事。
Job faced suffering, and he knew the principle that God is sovereign.
约伯他受了很多的痛苦，但是他知道神是主。
All he had to do was to listen and obey.
他只要需要听从神。
Job lost everything he had, but God made his life even better than before.
约伯受苦，他把 他所有的东西都失去了，但是因为他听从神，神祝福他，之后他的生活比以前更好。
The question, is anything too hard for the Lord, has been answered also by the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah.
在旧约里面，这个问题在神里面有难成的事吗？这个也有耶利米先知耶利米也有这个答案。
Jeremiah knew that there was nothing too hard to God.
耶利米他知道在神里面没有难成的事。
In Matthew 10:2-4, Jesus called people from all walks of life, fishermen, politics, activists, tax collector. He called common people and uncommon leaders.
在马太福音，我们知道耶稣召集了很多的人来跟从他。这些人是普通的人，是渔夫啊，或者这个纳税受税的人，就是普通的人。
He called rich and poor, educated and uneducated. Jesus listened to people's needs and he met their needs.
他招呼很多人来跟从他，这些有钱的人、穷的人、有学问的人、没有学问的人。
We need only take our seemingly hopeless situation to the Lord, commit them to Him.
如果我们遇到有困难的时候，觉得很绝望的时候，我们只需要带到这些我们的需要带到神的面前。
And allow him to do what we cannot do.
然后就让神做只有他可以做的事。
Jesus always took times to go to isolated places to listen to his Father.
耶稣很多时候都自己一个去到一个邻近的地方，然后来听他的父亲的声音。
Today, many people think only certain people are fit to follow Jesus.
今天呢，有些人以为是某一些人才可以跟从耶稣。
But this is not the attitude of the Master, Jesus himself.
但是耶稣并没有这样子的想法。
God can use anyone.
神可以使用每一个人。
No matter how insignificant he or she appears.
神可以用我们每一个人，不但我们觉得我们真的微不足道。
God the potter can shape anyone who yields himself to him.
神是他的头工，我们是他的泥土，他可以造就每一个人。
All we need to do is to listen to his calling and follow God's plan.
我们只需要听从神的呼召，然后去跟从他。
When you feel small and useless, remember that God uses ordinary people to do his work.
如果你当时你觉得自己很微小、微不足道的时候，你要记得神他比我们每一个的啊，他是大能的神。
Do not always listen to other people first, but always listen first to the guidance of the Spirit of God in your life.
不论人家对我们说什么，觉得我们啊微不足道，不要听他们的。因为我们知道我们的神是伟大的，他可以啊做没在他里面没有难成的事。
Point number three, serving is needed.
第三点呢，讲到我们需要服侍。
Abraham has no trouble noticing the visitors because it was unusual for people to travel in the heat of the day.
当时亚伯拉罕呢就看到有人来探他，因为其实当时很就是在中午的时候是很热，那有人来是好像是很不平常的事。
The visitors were two angels and the Lord Jesus Christ.In one of his reincarnations appearance.
这三个人来探他的是两个是天使，一个是主耶稣。
Even though Abraham had over 300 servants, he served his Lord personally.
虽然亚伯拉罕他有超过300多个的这个仆人，但是亚伯拉罕他亲身的去服侍这三个人。
And 14 times he called him Lord.
然后有14次啊，他叫这个主。
Abraham ran from place to place to make certain the meal they were preparing was the very best.
那亚伯拉罕很忙碌的啊，然后呢就把最好的献上给他们吃。
He was a great servant.
他是一个伟大的仆人。
Matthew 9 tells us that Jesus went through from all towns and villages proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
在马太福音第九章那边说到耶稣去到很多的城市里面然后呢就讲福音，然后医治很多生病的人。
He had compassion on all of them.
神主当时就是很对他们很大的慈爱。
We often want to serve God in our own power.
很多时候我们服侍神的时候，我们以为是用我们自己的能力。
And that is why we burn out easily.
所以呢，这样子我们很容易就觉得很累了。
We need to rely on God's power, the Holy Spirit.
其实我们侍奉神是要靠神的圣灵。
All you need is to do is to surrender to His touch, and He will mold you.And feel you fit for his service.
我们只需要在神里面投藏在他里面，然后他就会罩住我们。
Jesus need workers, especially at this end times.
这个末世的时候，神需要工人。
In Matthew 9:37-38, Jesus looked at the crowds following him and referred them.As field ripe for harvest.
这个在马太福音第九章37-38节那边说到，耶稣看到这个人群说，可以很多的收成。
Then Jesus said to his disciple, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
收成很多，但是我们不够工人，所以要去要招多一些人来去工作。
Many people are ready to give their lives to Jesus Christ if someone would show them how.
其实很多人是愿意来跟从耶稣的，但是他需要有人跟他们传福音。
Jesus commanded us to pray that people will respond to this need for workers.
耶稣叫我们要祷告，让更多的人愿意去为神工作。
Jesus chose the 12 disciples to serve him in a special way.
耶稣叫他12个门徒去服侍他。
God's gracious concern is the salvation for sinners. God calls us to help him reach the lost.
神真的要想全世界的人都得救，所以神招呼我们，叫我们去服侍他。
Honor God by serving others. Serve your family and serve your church family.
我们要敬拜神是用 经过我们的行为，我们的服事，我们服事我们的家人其他人，而且服事外面的人，就是为他们传福音。
Jesus is seeking disciple and harvester to help him get the job done.
神呼召我们为他工作。
Remember, you do not serve on your own. Jesus brought the power of the Holy Spirit, so you are not alone in doing this work.
要记得，我们为神工作，我们不是靠着自己的力量，是靠着神的力量。
God then use anyone, no matter how insignificant he or she appears. When you feel useless to serve him, remember he has given us the power of the Holy Spirit to help us.
如果你觉得啊，我真的那么微小，我没有能力，我微不足道，你要记得神他的大能是很大的，所以我们服事是不是靠着自己的能力，而是靠着神。
When you put our faith in Jesus and what he did on the cross, you will be given the grace to face difficulties, insults, and hardships.
当你把你的信心放在神里面，他会给你这个力量、能力，可以胜过很多的困难。
Jesus is our example of servanthood. His word will help to equip us.
神是很一个伟大的这个他会帮助我们来服事。
But remember, Jesus does not promise an easy life.
但是神没有答应我们这个生活就会很轻松很简单。
It is a wonderful privilege to be an ambassador of King Jesus, but there is a price to pay.
我们可以侍奉神，这是我们的真的我们的荣耀但是我们要牺牲的。
We are sheep among wolves, according to Matthew 10:16.
在马太福音说我们是在狼中的羊。
But remember, Jesus Christ has already won the victory on the cross. He can take away all fear.
但是我们要记得，神已经在十字架。已经得胜了，他可以把我们的这个恐惧拿走。
You are precious to your Father God.
你是在神面前是贵重的宝重。
There are people today wanting someone to show them Jesus.
今天这世界的人需要有人跟他们传福音。
Have you brought someone to Jesus?
你有没有带其他人信耶稣呢？
And if you have not received Jesus, please invite him today.
如果你还没有接受耶稣成为你的主的话，你今天要邀请主。
The message is nothing is too hard with God because he is sovereign.
我们今天的信息是讲到在神里面没有难成的事，为什么呢？因为他是这个世界的主。
So what's the application for us today?
那今天我们要做的是什么呢？
Surrender, surrender, surrender to God.
在投降，投降，再投降，在神里面。
See, God created you and he has plans for you.
神这样子的创造了你，因为他有 God, 对你有一个计划。
God can meet every need.
他可以答应我们，可以帮助我们。
Don't question him about why we have this level 2 again.
我们不需要再怀疑他或者问他。
When we compare ourselves to other countries dealing with the coronavirus, New Zealand has been very blessed.
其实纽西兰当就是在这个病毒这个 coronavirus 我们跟其他世界上的国家比，我们是非常非常得到祝福的。
God has made something good out of March coronavirus.
其实神也借着这个三月的这个封锁祝福了我们。
He gave us time of resting at home with our family.
他给我们有这个时间在家里跟家人来休息。
Some of us have had very little time away from work.
很多时候在这个没有封锁之前呢，很多我们工作的人很多时候都要离开家庭去工作。
But the lockdown forced us to rest at home and listen to God and serve each other.
但是因为上月的封锁的话，很多人都是在没有办法，就是留在家里，然后有这个机会跟家里的人有时间在一起。
For me, the March COVID-19 lockdown gave me time to rest, to listen to Christ, and time for my studies.
对于我个人来说，这个三月的封锁，这个 lockdown 给我有时间在休息，然后在听神的话，然后用这个时间来练圣经。
Resting at home created space for me to pray and read and listen to God's word and serve my family.
而且当也给我有这个时间空间来祷告。念圣经，听到神的话，而且服侍我的家人。
These are all part of learning from God to be a fit vessel for His service.
这就是我们怎么样成为神适用的器皿。
The illustration of the clay in the hands of the potter taught me the importance of yielding and surrender to the touch of the loving hands.Of God.
神他用他的慈爱的手创造我们，就是好像这个陶工我们是他的泥土，所以呢我们要真的要听到愿意的聆听到神。
God can do that to anyone who is willing.
让我们愿意的聆听他让他塑造我们的时候，他会把我们造成一个很好用的器皿。
God is in control. Everything is possible with God.
其实他在控制这个世界他是主。
Last but not least, I want to say this. As long as you are in His hands, He will make you beautiful in His sight.
我想跟你说，当你在神的手里的时候，他会把你造成一个非常漂亮的器皿。
How can we surrender to God's will by resting in prayers in the potter's hand, by listening to His word, and by serving together with Him through His Spirit leading? God bless you all.
那我们怎么样可以在他里面呢？第一就是要在他里面休息。第二就要聆听他的话，第三就是要服侍他。愿神祝福大家。阿们。
We want to listen to the song, Clay in the Potter's Hand. As you see the potter and the clay is yielding all to the hands of the potter.
我想大家听这首歌，就是这个陶工用这个泥土做成一个器皿。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。